So as I was greeting folks this morning, as they came in and as they were leaving, I feel I need to do a little prelude here so I don't create scandal within the church. See, when you come in, you always say, "Good morning, Father." Or when you're leaving, they say, "Thank you, Father, that was beautiful." I'm a deacon. I'm a permanent deacon. And you know, one of the beautiful things, I was sitting this morning and I was thinking about the actual event on the Holy Trinity Sunday, where priest and deacon are serving together on the altar, and we represent our spiritual father, the Bishop of Diocese of Orlando, who you do not see, but you know exists. And I do this prelude because my wife and I, see, deacons can be married, we're contemplating attending our 45th high school reunion this past spring. And like many of us, I would expect that we might be impressed on how the girls and boys that we knew as teenagers would have grown and matured. Not just physically, but as we talk to them, we learn how they've become more complex, more interesting than the youngsters that we remembered in high school. And not only because they've changed, we've changed also. See, the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity we celebrate is not an event that is something about God, but is God Himself. You remember when we were children? Many of us thought God as the old man with the white beard in the clouds. Funny thing happened to me. Now I'm the old man with the white beard with my head in the clouds. But as we grew, our understanding has changed. We've come to realize that God is more mysterious and quite often beyond our comprehension, and yet closer to us than we are to ourselves. And getting to know Him is a lifelong task. So what do we know of God? Moses would tell us that God is our Creator, our Lord, and our Judge. Other prophets will remind us that God is our friend, our lover, and compassion. Jesus went as far to say is that Jesus, or that God is Abba, Dad. So God is this awesome, majestic, all-powerful being to whom we owe reverence and obedience. He's also that loving and gentle person who invites us into an intimate relationship with Him. People who know only the God that is the law-giving, punishing, and judging God find Him quite uninviting. Oftentimes they find Him the person that, this is the reason that they're avoiding church. I don't need to be reminded how broken I am. I don't need to be reminded of my sinfulness. I don't want to be condemned by the community that believes. But there's also those that are only prefer to focus on that God that is very diplomatic, the God that is gentle, the God that is undemanding. And they experience church as this place that's simply an emotional service station where they can come and feel good about themselves no matter what. What the mystery of the doctrine of the Trinity means is that when it's all said and done, the God who creates us, the God who sustains us, the God who will judge us, and who will give us eternal life, is not a God infinitely removed from us. Our God is a God of absolute proximity, a God who is communicated truly in the flesh, in history, within our human family, and a God who is present in the spiritual depths of our existence, human family, and at the core of our unfolding human history, as the source of enlightenment and community. See, we're celebrating an infinitely good and gracious God, a God who gives us life, who watches over us, comforts us, and has plans for us, who worries about us, warns us, and challenges us. It sounds like the ideal parent, doesn't it? A good parent will do all of these for us. That's why Jesus calls him Father and gives us the Holy Spirit to help us get to know him and to respond to his loving care. The Trinity can be very challenging to understand, but it is possible to experience the reality of our relational God in the relationships of our lives, especially in that relationship between parent and child. See, the first love we've ever had often comes from our mother, from our immediate family. And this unconditional love that we receive seeks nothing in return. Remember those loving times when we cuddled in our mother's lap, or ran to the protective strength of our father when we were fearful or in times of challenge. Maybe we got to spend time with our grandparents who took us out for ice cream to develop relationship. These aren't just cherished memories. God loves us in this fashion. He loves us in the same way we've experienced family love. The way the Father loves Jesus, and the love that Jesus has for God, Mary, Joseph, his extended family, the disciples, and even us. This love is the Holy Spirit. You know, perhaps some of us didn't have the idyllic childhood, and your parents may not have been the most positive role models. But family love can be built within a group outside the family, such as our friendship circles or small church communities. We don't have to be extremely close with our parents and our siblings to discover family love. For many people, their close friends aren't just like family, they are family. And we often hear about the church being described and referred to as the family of faith. And the scriptures of Pentecost make this point most intimate, saying, as a body is one through its many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also is Christ. For in one spirit we are all baptized into the one body. We are baptized into the family of faith. In 2006, Pope Benedict XVI stated, the intimacy of God himself, discovering that his is not infinite solitude, but communion of light and love. Life given and received in an eternal dialogue between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who are lover, beloved, and love itself. Revealed in the relational nature of God through the guidance of the Holy Spirit and by the incarnate Jesus Christ. The Trinity models the nature of the family by allowing us to experience this source of all love. It is because of this Trinitarian model of love for us as part of our experience of that love that Jesus instructs us in the gospel today to go forth and grow the family. The love of God is always outgoing, and we are called to the same behavior, that we are to love all of our brothers and sisters. We are all children of God, even those who do not know, that truly do not know, the most holy Trinity, who is lover, beloved, and love itself.